Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. Well, after a solid month of debate, it looks like comprehensive immigration reform is within reach in the Senate.
Permanent common sense solution to our dysfunctional system is really in sight. It is my hope our colleagues in the House will follow the Senate's lead and work to pass bipartisan reform and do it now.
That's Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid speaking on the Senate floor yesterday. But the question now is, what actually is in the bill after all the amendments and all the debate, and what is going to happen in the Republican House of Representatives, which so far has shown no interest in comprehensive immigration reform, at least in terms of what the Senate is passing? Elise Foley is politics and immigration reporter for The Huffington Post. Hi, Elise.
Hi, Todd.
So, Elise, the Senate has spent the better part of a month on what they call comprehensive immigration reform, and it's winding down here. What did we end up with?
Well, it's a really broad bill. I mean, what's been added that's been sort of most important in getting votes is this Corker-Hovind amendment from these two Republican senators. They wanted to add all sorts of border security, so it's got a ton of border security requirements, 700 miles of fencing, 20,000 additional agents along the border. You know, you've got drones along the border, all sorts of border security. And most important for Democrats is it has a path to citizenship for undocumented people already living in the U.S.
And that path to citizenship, just to refresh our memories, is that still a 13-year scenario for an undocumented person who's here now? Are they basically waiting 13 years to become a U.S. citizen?
They are. So nothing that has gotten into the bill has made that process any shorter. There's still a 10-year period that they have to be in provisional status rather than getting a green card. And so now there are additional things that have to be done so that the green card process can move forward. So it's still, you know, it's still a tough process. There's still a lot of fines. It's still going to take 13 years or more for people to get through it.
So Elise Foley, this bill isn't going to have much trouble passing the Senate. There's something for everybody. Democrats get their pathway to citizenship. Republicans get border security. Most people in the Senate are happy, but what's interesting is how many senators say, go ahead and let it pass because the House is going to protect us. So if this bill dies in the House, what is John Boehner going to do to not be seen as blocking immigration reform for a country that says it wants it passed?
Well, I think that their plan for now, at least, is to go ahead and pass a bunch of immigration bills so they can say, look, we did act on immigration. They've already done that. They've already, you know, started going through some of the bills in process. But they're all things that focus only on enforcement or focus only on agricultural workers. They haven't come up with any plan to deal with undocumented immigrants, which everybody agrees needs to be figured out in some way, whether you give them a path to citizenship or not, you need to do something. And so far, they haven't really been able to show that they have a plan that's even in separate bills, sort of a comprehensive approach. And I think that people do want a comprehensive approach. In terms of the electorate, I think, you know, as has been said a million times, the Latino vote showed last election that Latino voters don't like the Republican Party. Part of that is because of immigration. And Latino voters, you know, by strong majority support a path to citizenship. So if House Republicans block that, I think that that doesn't look good for them.
Are we looking at yet another scenario, as we've seen so many times in the past, where Speaker John Boehner is going to have to try to pass a comprehensive bill with the help of Nancy Pelosi and Democrats? Is that basically where this is headed?
I think that's definitely what it looks like. The thing is that for all of these Republicans in his conference, there are a lot of them that don't have that electoral imperative. They don't have any reason that they need to win over Latino voters. So for Boehner, he has sort of this wider view. And he doesn't want to be the person that kills it and hurts the party for a generation.
Well, Speaker John Boehner, and not for the first time, walks the line between the establishment of his party and maybe electoral imperatives and a conservative House Republican conference that just doesn't have much interest in comprehensive immigration reform, certainly not in the pathway to citizenship. That's Elise Foley, politics and immigration reporter for The Huffington Post. Thanks, Elise.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.